All right, it's time for the celebrity scam. We're going to use the voice of Al Pacino to call a confused furniture store salesman.
Furniture, how may I help you?
Hey.
Hi, how may I assist you today?
It just cost me $6,000.
I'm sorry, I didn't get what you were saying. Can you repeat that again, sir?
Did you hear what I said? It just cost me $6,000.
Do you mind giving me your name, sir, so I can look up your account to see which way I can better assist you?
My name is Richard Roma.
Hi, Richard. Do you mind holding this for 1 second, okay?
No.
Okay.
$6,000.
Are you satisfied with your purchase, sir?
Who is this? Answer me!
This is Trina.
Don't f*** with me. You know me. This is me.
I'm trying to help you in the best way I can.
Yes,
you
I have a problem. I have a problem.
Okay, Richard.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir, I'm hearing what you're saying.
I don't want to hear any f***ing and I don't give a
Okay, well, you have a good day. I hope you resolve your problem. Furniture, this is Trina. How may I help you today?
Guess who?
Is this Richard?
It just cost me $6,000.
Richard, I think you have the wrong number. This is furniture.
Shut up!
You're missing something. Richard, I'm
Shame
trying to help you in the
you.
Best way that... Richard.
Where were you last night?
Richard, I'm not telling you where... Okay, sir, you can call again. You can call somewhere else, but you're calling the wrong number. Have a good day.
Bon voyage, mother...
One final time for the theme song that never took, Roch.
No, never took off. Not our fault. We were ready.
Yeah. Like,
you know, you think about it, this time a year ago, both the Texans and the Broncos were in kind of a bidding thing for Brock Osweiler.
Yeah.
The town got excited. They thought, hey, is he the one? Is he the new anointed savior of the quarterback? But it didn't pan out.
It took a lot of time and expense to put this theme together.
I think it was indicative of the whole entire situation.
Debacle. Yeah.
Maybe we cursed him. I don't know. I don't want to. It's not our fault. But I got to give the Texans. I've been a big critic of Rick Smith, and he's earned much of that. But this is a great deal. You know, even if they don't get Romo, just getting the clearing that contract, which was a disaster, and getting Brock out of town is just a plus plus. I mean. You get the salary cap space to use for other players. Right. And you don't, this fall, have this hanging controversy. Who's going to be the quarterback? Is Brock starting just because he's got a big contract? Is Savage getting jobbed? All that's gone. So, you know, kudos to Rick Smith for pulling this off. And we'll see now if they get Tony.
You know, admitting when a mistake was made.
Right. You know, swallowing your pride for the better of the organization. That's good. I like that. Let the ego go.
I don't think if you make a mistake, you should admit it. That's just something you shouldn't do.
Well, they haven't said anything.
No.
But what they did was a smart move. And here we are now a year later in virtually another kind of bidding war with the Broncos, only this time for Tony Romo.
Yeah. I bet you DeAndre Hopkins is... probably very happy to see
He's
Brock.
Like, yeah, I'd like a pass thrown in front of me for once.
So Romo recorded a heartfelt goodbye.
And the deal on him, before we listen to it, is he the Cowboys have not released him. They're trying to trade him. Now, neither the Broncos or the Texans are really interested in trading and giving up, you know, draft picks or players for Romo and taking on his $14 million contract. So it's kind of, they're trying to wait the Cowboys out.
Okay.
But Romo, he would be a great addition. You got Jay Cutler out there. He's kind of a butthead. But Romo is a great guy, and this is a cool thing that he posted. He's sitting in a looks like a gym. I don't know if it's in his house or a regular gym. He probably owns this. And he's got Dylan playing on his phone, and he just says a goodbye to all his fans. And then his wife walks by in the back room.
Hey, everyone. I just wanted to... I'm going to tell you, it's been a crazy 48 hours here, and me and my family felt the outpouring of support and love from all of you. It's it's been overwhelming, and you know, it doesn't go unnoticed. So I want to say thank you, and we have a lot to think about here going forward, but we'll see what happens. Till then, I'm just going to keep listening to Bob Dylan.
Hey, enough. What's that music?
There she goes.
That's my wife.
He said something. I couldn't understand it.
Right. Do you hear what he said? That's my wife. She loves me unconditionally. As she walks by in the background.
What does she say to him? That's enough.
I can't understand.
That's enough. Get in here and pick
and
up your
work
socks.
On my abs.
Right? I don't know.
Hello.
Rub my pecs.
All right. So we'll see how that all plays out. What is the timing of that? How long can they sit on him?
I don't know. Yeah. I really don't know where the... you know, you wonder if it would get to a point where the whatever the Cowboys might be asking comes down enough where the Texans or Broncos say, okay, we'll give you a third round pick or something that, you know, we'll do this. But you got to get Romo to restructure his contract, so that's why they want to get into that. If he's released, that money is, he gets that, whatever the Cowboys own him, then you set your own deal with him.
Right.
So we'll see.
Hey, we could sweeten the pot for him with some tickets to In My Life, a musical theater tribute to the Beatles going on at the Hobby Center. If you want to go to that, we'll take the 12th caller right now. 713-343-1075.
Taco Cabana has the best breakfast tacos.
Trust me. All right, let's go then to the Eagle update. Here's Susie with the latest.
Two people are dead after riots in South Korea over the impeachment of its president. She's charged with taking bribes and abuse of power, and the court took her out of office. A Canadian federal judge who had asked a rape victim in court why she couldn't just keep her knees together has resigned. That's after a scathing report from a judicial panel called for him to be removed from office. A mom in Deer Park pulled a gun on another mom in the drop-off lane of Deer Park Elementary School. In a letter sent out to parents, the principal said that they were arguing and both of them had kids in the car and other students witnessed it. Police responded to the school, do not know if anybody was arrested. A South African man has just become the first human to cross the entire Atlantic Ocean on a stand-up paddleboard. He made the 4,000-mile journey alone at sea for 93 days, says the worst night was when he faced 20-foot waves, giant squid, and whales in the midst of a storm in the Canary Islands. Yikes.
What does this prove, though?
So there was no boat trailing him or filming it?
Nope.
How do we know, then?
Well, he's on... Okay, let's just say that this is a $120,000 paddleboard with equipment on it, but he stands on it and paddles.
Okay.
And he has great abs, I must say.
Does it have a motor?
No motor. And in Miami, an attorney giving closing arguments in an arson trial was shocked when his pants caught on fire. The lawyer was arguing that his client's car had simply spontaneously combusted... When his pants spontaneously combusted, it was an e-cigarette that exploded in his pocket. And Dean, you have a problem with feral hogs in your neighborhood? Yeah. Well, at least they're not radioactive. Thousands of radioactive wild boars are attacking people that are trying to return to the town of Fukushima 6 years after the meltdown of the nuclear plant there. Now, some residents are being allowed back into some areas, but the wild boar have taken over. Some have moved into the abandoned homes. Hunters have killed 800 but have barely made a dent. Boar meat is a delicacy in Japan, but the animals in the area are considered too toxic to eat.
It's a nightmare.
I'm Susie Hanks. Here's Roger Sports.
Play Paul Rogers, Radioactive.
Radioactive.
Sports brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Brock Osweiler is gone.
Oh.
The Texans swallowed their pride and traded the quarterback and next year's second-round pick to the Browns in a deal that nets them a fourth pick this year, but also clears $10 million of salary cap space. The Texans will now set their eyes on Tony Romo, who was not released by the Cowboys. The Cowboys are trying to find a trade partner, but they're finding it difficult because he's got that $14 million contract that people don't want to take on. So both the Broncos and the Texans are kind of in a waiting game. Texans also say they're not interested in trading. Texans lost defensive backs A.J. Boye, as expected. He gets $67 million from the Jaguars, so they'll be seeing him twice a year. Quentin Demps, another defensive back, goes to the Bears. And the Bears, in the meantime, cut Jay Cutler. Always a talented, strong-arm quarterback, but always kind of a malcontent in the locker room, so he's out there. I don't know that the Texans would go that route. That's Eagle Sports. Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. It's spring training Baseball is back. So are the bees. In what seems like an annual ritual, bees decided to swarm a practice field, this time the Padres, sending the players running. Here they come.
Wow.
Pandemonium.
Melee.
Well, fortunately, Nick Cage was there, Dean, and he lended his hand.
Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees! Ah! Out of my eyes!
Oh, no. Every time. Okay. That's today's wild pitch.
Try again, dumbass.
The reason that bad things happen to you is because you're a dumbass.
I wish you guys nothing but best. The ceiling is the roof. Let's make it happen.
Michael Jordan, one of the candidates this week for Dumbass of the Week, which is a poll that we vote online at HoustonsEagle.com.
That was him speaking at, I think, a North Carolina game, his alma mater. And, you know, he's been taking a lot of flack online for that. He just misspoke. And he's not really moving the needle on our poll.
What was he trying to say?
I don't know. sky's the limit? There is no ceiling.
Sky's the limit.
Isn't that the thing? I'm not sure. But the ceiling is the roof. It can't be disputed.
Not particularly inspirational.
On our poll, he's at tied for last with about 15% of the vote this morning. He's tied with the old man who caused the flight to be diverted because he got into a fight about his blanket. What was the details on that?
They were going to Hawaii from L.A. or from Las Vegas, and he wanted a blanket, and the flight attendant was going to charge him $12. So he complained, got unruly, and told her that he wanted to take her behind the woodshed.
Whoa.
What do you have in mind? All right. So
what did they do to him? They arrested him?
They booted him off the flight. They didn't arrest him. He just got on another flight.
I think if you make my plane get diverted or land prematurely, you better get your... They should arrest him.
I would have bought him his blanket and said, just go
sit
down.
It's ridiculous. I don't want the airplane blanket anyway.
No. Are you kidding me?
The stuff that's on that? You know what's on that?
Yes.
Yeah, lots of stuff. DNA.
Ew.
Because at the very least, someone...
Lice, dandruff.
People get a tuggy under the blanket. Ew. I mean, there's just all sorts of stuff. You know, stuff's going on under the blanket.
Right. On a long flight like that?
Yeah, when the lights are off, it's happening.
You know it.
So they're tied for last, he and Michael. Coming in second right now is the CNN reporter who was over in some weird country where interviewing cannibals, and he ate human brains on the air.
Yes, and then got in an argument with the cannibal, and the cannibal threw poop at him.
Yeah, you know, cannibals are, I think, about like a step away from monkeys. They'll throw their feces at you.
But nobody's close to catching the guy who tried to have sex with the fence.
No.
In Austin.
And I don't know that anyone will. That's just a good one right there. You got to get your votes in. You have to the end of the show, HoustonsEagle.com, or link through the Facebook page. You know, we have the drink of the week coming up.
Yes.
We don't. We never know what it is ahead of time.
No, we don't.
I saw a hint in the kitchen. Susie has these. Look at those. Those are, what are they called?
It's a chocolate chip cookie shot glass.
Wow.
So it's an edible shot glass.
Edible shot glass.
But there's no bottom.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, there
bottom.
Is. Oh, okay, good. I was going to say, that wouldn't work.
Right.
How would that not leak?
Well, you put a little chocolate inside, and it's hardened inside there. Oh. And it's got mint chocolate chips on it, because I'm making a grasshopper cookie shot.
Wow.
That's the most extravagant shot we've ever attempted.
Yeah, well, since I'm doing it ahead of time for St. Patrick's Day, because St. Patrick's Day is next Friday.
Right.
And I'm giving people a chance to be able to make the chocolate chip cookie shot glass.
Okay.
Before St. Patrick's Day next
week. Right, work ahead.
Yeah.
I like it.
And a lot of people are going on break this week, so this is a good time to put it out there.
It sounds interesting. We'll find out when we taste the Susie drink of the week coming up here at 8:40 on the Eagle.